A Virginia Supreme Court ruling in a Fairfax County case has school divisions across the state rechecking employee records for felony convictions. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains why.
Right, this is a story by Alex Bridges. He's a reporter with the Northern Virginia Daily. And it's a story about a little-known Supreme Court opinion that says basically no school system can hire someone who has a prior felony conviction, no matter how long ago it was or how completely unrelated it might be to concerns about their contact with children.
And David, the latest locality to feel the effects of this decision is Shenandoah County.
In Shenandoah County, the school system recently let go 5 employees. The superintendent, Mark Johnston, was quoted in the story as saying these were valued employees who had excellent job performance reviews. He said, we did basically everything we could to try to figure out a way to keep them. But at the end of the day, they had to comply with the state Supreme Court decision.
So the employees have lost their jobs, but David, they could end up losing more than that.
If they're long-term employees, of course, one of the benefits is the Virginia retirement system, and it's unclear whether even their retirement benefits will now be recognized with the Supreme Court decision saying basically their contracts are null and void. They were never valid in the first place.
The superintendent says all 5 employees acknowledged when they applied for jobs that they had felony convictions. The state law applied by the Supreme Court says all applicants must certify that they've never been convicted of a felony. Our next story is from Alta Vista, where they've allowed bow hunting for deer in selected areas inside the town for the last 10 years. This season, the rules will change a bit.
Right. This is a story by Margaret Carroll, a reporter with the News in Advance in Lynchburg, about the small town of Alta Vista down in Campbell County, which has been participating in a state program on urban bow hunting for deer. Some people who live in towns or cities might find it hard to imagine people with high tension bows shooting deer close to houses. The town manager, Dan Witt, is quoting the story as saying they had a very successful season last year, urban hunting season. They had 13 hunters killed 9 does and 2 bucks in Alta Vista.
Previously, hunters could not take a shot within 100 yards of a building. That limit has been reduced to 100 feet. Also, they'll be able to hunt from blinds on the ground. They used to have to take their shots from elevated blinds. The town says Alta Vista's topography makes ground hunting safe. One other rule, though not a new one, is gender-specific.
There is a State Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, according to this article, called Earn a Buck Program that gives people permission to shoot bucks as long as they first take down a doe.
Now, they have a limit on the number of people who'll be allowed to hunt deer in town, and it turns out there's a waiting list.
The town is going to put town residents at the top of the list. People who live in Campbell County and nearby Pennsylvania County may have to wait their turn.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.